Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your journey is not over.
I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
It was easier at the beginning.
Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
We're here to get stronger. In order to get stronger, we must fail. Accept that. Know that. That who we are right now is not what who we are, but where we are. And we're going forward with the belief. Our belief, guys, drives this workout. Believe in the difference you can be. Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside to be more than that.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest worker in the room, in all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's got to mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got.
There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you can hate where it is. There is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore. I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the word in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands victorious and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we want to be him. But before he was him, he was us. What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out, and every pain and ache and everything else was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
For the next 2 years, all I'm going to do is get good grades. I didn't date. Mm. I didn't party. I didn't drink. I literally didn't leave my dorm room. Mm-hmm. I worked. I put my head down for 2 years and I just worked.
You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
If all you guys are going left, it's that one person who say, you know what, left's not the right way. I'm going to go right. Who didn't follow the crowd. That person who's not afraid of doing what they believe is right in their heart, and not following someone else because someone else said, let's go this way, and they agree with everybody. I don't like yes men or yes women. If you're right, you're right. We're gonna follow you. But I like people who stand for something, they believe in something, and this is the way I'm gonna go whether you like me or not.
I think it's really profound in terms of how quickly people move through life, in terms of achieving the goals that they set out. Because people are like, how is that guy so young and he's achieved X, Y, and Z? It's like, well, what takes you a month to make a decision, we make it an hour. And then the next hour, I make another decision that takes a year next month. And so like, that's how you can go 30 times or 100 times faster than the quote average person who's overweight, has $1,000 in their bank account, you know, and is going to die at 70.
The outcome that you're trying to create is not guaranteed. It's not easy. It's not, you know, rub free. It's not pain free. Like, it's going to be hard and you're going to have to go all in because you're competing against other people who are going all in. So if you think you could compete against other people who are going all in and not having their life with you giving 3 days and them giving seven, your ego's out of control, bro. That's an arrogant thought.
A lot of people, man.
When you really sit back at your life and you are in that dark room, and you're looking at where you started from, and you tell yourself, God, dog, man, my mom is this way, my soon-to-be stepdad got murdered, my dad beat the shit out of me, I can't read and write to save my So I've lied about it to everybody. I've cheated on all these tests. My God, man. And then you put a goal in your mind. How are you going to feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that? Coming from the fucking hell you came from. A lot of people start from a good starting point. They have a good foundation. What if you can surpass all of these motherfuckers? What if everybody who was fucking way up here started up here? And you started with no legs. You had to grow fucking legs to even start walking and then crawling and then running. And then you start passing people with all this given to them.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Think about every poor decision you've made in your life. There was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mind. Every single one of them. Think about it.
Really much.
Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up. Every single day, your mind is the one that tells you, get up. And your feelings like, an extra 30 minutes, just roll this. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Listen, it's not the popular decision. You are going to hurt. You are going to piss a lot of people off.
Yep.
All right. Are you going to piss them off for the short term? Or are you going to piss them off for the long term? Man.
I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later. That's always been my mentality. And that works for me.
Confucius had a great saying that, every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
A warrior's not always that. A warrior is a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still getting after it. It's a person that puts no limit on what's possible.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I realized, man, if I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning and I gotta do the extra work. And I gotta show up when other guys aren't. And I've gotta learn. I've gotta continue to be open to learning. Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does.
If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Because when nobody's looking, that's the time that really counts. That's the time that really matters. The working out at 5, 6 a.m. and then all the practices and all the extra conditioning, like that work that you do every single day is key. Because that's what you're going to be able to fall back on. And that's what you're going to be able to like rely on when push comes to shove.
I call it the Rocky cutscene. And almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And that's the Rocky cutscene. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
So today I decided to try to PR my long run. So the first half of the run, I'm feeling great. My mind is clear, nothing going on. Think about nothing but my running pace, what I'm doing, my breathing, everything like that. Get to mile 15, I turn around, and the demons start to creep in. That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give, and I start to give. My mind started to break down. I started feeling my legs starting to hurt. I started feeling dehydrated. Started feeling sorry for myself. Started looking around. No one knows I'm out here running.
Why don't you go ahead and just stop? Call your girl, have her pick you up. And that's when I feel like a little bitch. And this is when your mind has to change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world. Your dehydration? Your legs are all sore. You feel like you got shin splints and stress fractures? No, you don't. You got sore legs. Get out of your head and stay hard.
You are one decision, one relationship, one thought, one emotion, one meeting away from a completely different life. And unless you believe, first off, I'm right about that. It's true. But unless you believe that, and then you program your reticular activating system in your brain to find those things, you will never have them happen to you. But if you begin to believe, I'm one meeting away from a different life, I'm one decision away, I'm one podcast away, I'm hearing one guy in the United States away from changing my life forever.
And even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle.
And there's a lot of people like that.
I get
that,
it.
Right?
I get it. Keep grinding. But also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this fucking beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
Thing we call life.
Yeah, that you you don't know what the fuck is going to happen. It's open-ended. It's wide.
Yes, man.
It's a complete open loop experience. You don't know what the fuck is coming next, and you're just trying to enjoy the ride.
And then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. But all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
Hang on a second, man. You can f-ing achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need like a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Why do you think it says take the opportunity? It doesn't say receive the opportunity.
Right.
It doesn't say have the opportunity granted to you. It doesn't say get lucky with the opportunity. It says take the opportunity. You know what that means? That means you have to seize it. That means you have to take it. No one's going to give it to you.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
I'm already working all of the hours that I'm awake, and I've already given up Saturdays. So the only thing that I have left is like Sundays and evenings. I am no longer going to be watching any football, and I'm no longer going to have Netflix at all. That's what I'm sacrificing. And I think a lot of people create these to-do lists when, in my experience, it's been so much more useful to write down all the things that I'm willing to sacrifice. Because if you sacrifice everything, there's nothing left than to do the one thing that matters.
Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me. No one. Motherfucker won't outwork me. It all starts with this. Two hands putting it to work.
I could go back to that moment and just not be afraid, just recognize that whatever could be out there, I could have it.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're going to always feel like they're not far enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. All right. 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
No one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's me against me, period. I didn't have a come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you gotta get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was this self-discipline that I had to survive, to not survive, I was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm gonna help you out. Hey man, you're not smart. I'm gonna help you out. I had to work at all this. I had to overcome, and self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big.
The struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder.
So what's the great divide of human beings? Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those fucking days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You're not the favorite person at school. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when it's all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there. Stay hard.
You are one decision, one relationship, one thought, one emotion, one meeting away from a completely different life. And unless you believe, first off, I'm right about that, it's true. But unless you believe that, and then you program your reticular activating system in your brain to find those things, you will never have them happen to you. But if you begin to believe, I'm one meeting away from a different life, I'm one decision away, I'm one podcast away, I'm hearing one guy in the United States away from changing my life forever.
How do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting.
Never seen myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is I'm willing to die in the process of acquiring skill.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could be, look, I was dead broke, my electric bill was being shut off, and there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision. So it's up to you.
You obviously don't want it bad enough. Because a person that, I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
The world needs people like you. It needs people to build. It needs people to create. It needs people to set an example. There's nothing wrong with you for being an ambitious person. The world wouldn't exist as we know it without ambitious people. The world wouldn't exist as we know it without creative people who are willing to pay the price to build what they see in their mind before anyone else sees it. Okay, so you are needed. You need to stop thinking that all these morons on the internet have it figured out. Unless you want their life, don't listen to them, dude, and start understanding that if you do listen to them and you're one of these people who was meant to come here and create, you're going to waste your whole life trying to fit in a box with a bunch of people who aren't ever going to accomplish a thing.
What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. But what God got for you, do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right. Do you understand that? Do you understand that you could have had a baby out of wedlock and still be all right? Do you know that you can be divorced multiple times and still be okay? Do you understand that you cannot have a degree and still be just fine? You want to know how I know? Because I'm telling you what I know. I lost everything twice. I don't know if you've ever lost everything before, but I've been bottomed out twice. I done seen rock bottom two times. I've been through some walls up in here, man. I'm just trying to tell you, man, God is really with you. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
You gotta be willing to do the work. You can speak about it all day. The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become? Right? What's more important, what we acquire or who we become? Materialistic, superficial, it's cool. But the people that we become, the thoughts we think, the words we speak, that's something that's going to travel with us forever.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school, you worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it, move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it, someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
My coach Smith told me I'll never be nothing. From that day forward, I made a promise that I will give it everything I got. I'm ready to die for what I had to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
One of the biggest...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique, get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mistakes people generally make, and I'm guilty of it too, is wishful thinking. You know, like you want something to be true, even if it isn't true. And so you ignore the things that, you ignore the real truth because of what you want to be true. This is a very difficult trap to avoid. And like I said, certainly one that I find myself in having problems with. But if you just take that approach of you're always to some degree wrong and your goal is to be less wrong.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
And it's so much easier to make the same choice every single day. And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future.
When you get to, you got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come stop. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it.
Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
And so as long as you can be in a place where you're constantly looking to the next place, next place, next place, next place, and you don't let anything get in the way of that or hinder that, then you have a really good chance to be everything you ever wanted to be in life.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
10 years before I've heard it put into words, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you can be in a good mood for no reason.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
You do not need them to believe in you. You do not need your friends to tell you you're great. All you have to do is go become great and they will recognize you. Like, you don't need permission, motherfuckers. It's hard. It's not easy. Every day you wake up, you're going to have shit go wrong. Every day you wake up, you're going to have bad things happen. How you need to look at this as a test. It's a test. Do you pass the test or do you not pass the test? You need to, when you have a bad day, bro, you wake up and everything's going wrong.
Because I think any person, any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
I always say the best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's come to save him. If he can know that and feel peace about it and almost be excited about it because he gets to go fight his own hero's journey, he'll win. If he can accept it, he'll win. Because you take entire responsibility for your life. Too many people give up responsibility in their life so they can point the finger at somebody else. If you take all of it, even when it's not your fault, I've had to do this so many times, particularly around hiring. You take responsibility for everything, regardless of whose fault it is, or the market, or a race, or religion, or who's president. I don't give a fuck who's president. I'm gonna win no matter what. Your blind grandmother could be president. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna do the same thing I did yesterday.
When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In 3 generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
The man who never fail, the man who never fail has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
I think you would give me everything you own in 25 years' time to be the age you are now and as healthy as you are right now. And I think it's a really interesting meditation to think about. Right, if you had a time machine, if you were 30 years in the future, if you could be this healthy and feel this good and be this age, you'd give everything materially that you own in 30 years' time to be back here. And just that, just to take that in for a minute, just to take a moment to think about, wow, this is amazing.
I asked the question, why not you? And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit. until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is here to help you navigate all the ins and outs of insurance.
That's right. Julie's always there for me. She's the best.
Nice. Your agent knows.
My girl, Julie. Jules, the crown jewel. Julie Jukebox. Yours, Julie.
When you've got an agent who knows.
Jewel Belt. Jewel Log. Julie Noted.
You call your agent all these nicknames?
Not yet, but I totally could. It's all cool with Jewel.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.